The 2016 Oscars were known for the Oscars So White hashtag, and Hollywood faced a huge backlash for its lack of diversity. This year's Oscars are being celebrated for being more diverse and inclusive, but is that really the case? Joining me in studio is Jeff Ray, filmmaker and MSU professor, and on the phone from Hollywood is Bill Mechanic, who produced the Oscar-nominated Hacksaw Ridge. Bill, you've been out in Hollywood a long time. Is Hollywood racist?
Separate out the Oscars from Hollywood, because you can only, it'd be like taking the Hall of Fame when there was no diversity in baseball. You know, that you can't put somebody in if the person isn't eligible. So there is, I think, institutional racism of sorts in Hollywood in terms of what's made, and that affects the Oscars and what can be chosen.
Yeah, I would agree with that. In some ways, the Oscars are kind of the tip of the iceberg, kind of the public viewing of things. Most of us do not know what goes on in kind of the making of the sausage, so to speak, but we just kind of see the end product. And so that's what we react to. That's what we respond to.
So, Jeffrey, do you refer to yourself as a Black filmmaker or a filmmaker?
I absolutely have no problem referring to myself as a Black filmmaker, because that's the subject matter that I work with.
And Bill, on the opposite end of that, nobody says to you, you're a white producer.
Well, they also don't say I'm a Black producer either, without making light of it. And I'm sort of on the opposite end of the spectrum, not philosophically, in that I make films and I want the widest possible audience. So I've always tried to be as non-discriminatory as possible so that you could pick up the widest audience. So in most of the films I've made, tried to make them as colorblind as possible, you know, and have as much diversity in the films as possible.
So let's talk about Hacksaw Ridge. It's about a conscientious objector, Desmond Doss, a religion aspect to it. It's got a soldier aspect, military, and a family aspect. I mean, it really ties in a bunch of different themes. Tell me a little bit about that, because I read that you had to convince Mel Gibson over a number of years to do this movie.
Yeah, he passed twice over a period of 12 years. So it's taken me 15 years to get it to the screen. He always seemed like the perfect director to me. I would say it's not a religious film as much as it's a faith, a film with faith in it, because faith defined who Desmond was, his belief that, you know, he was serving God, his God, was what motivated him. So Mel's a deeply religious man, so I thought those two things intersected, and it was the perfect person to do it.
So, Jeffrey, what did you think of the movie?
I thought it was terrific when Bill came here and screened it at MSU. I do want to echo his thoughts on making a film that kind of, no matter how you label the filmmaker or the producer or whatever, but making a film that has a very wide appeal.
So, Bill, going back to trying times, so to speak, maybe, and if Hollywood is filled with diversity or even forgiving, Mel Gibson obviously was in the spotlight back in 2006. When he was arrested during that DUI, and he made those anti-Semitic statements to that officer. And he really has been out of the spotlight.
This is the first movie he's directed since. You know, there's a punishment at some point that outweighs a crime or transgression. But at some point, you either have forgiveness and the person has changed their life, or I think it's we live in a sorry world. And I felt when I went to him the third time, you know, where all that had transpired, that part of the story, there's a lot of different things, themes, as you said, in the movie, but one of them is a movie of forgiveness. You know, he's changed his life. He's been sober for 10 years, and at some point, you know, he should be forgiven and move back into doing what he does best.
Right, and for a comeback movie, this is quite the comeback movie, right?
I just looked at it. He's the best director for the movie. I mean, it's the same when Jeffrey's saying on casting movies, you know, from earlier movies I've done, you know, I helped break Denzel's career, and, you know, he wasn't cast, we didn't cast him in roles written for Black actors. You know, that you just have to ask yourself, who is the best actor? And in this case, I didn't look for who needed forgiveness. I just went, Mel Gibson is the best director.